Okay, Sean, Rabose, today's daf is Pesach of Daf, Pei Tes. And we are holding here at the bottom of Pei Ches and Beis. We just mentioned a braisa that said that if you had five people who got the skins of their Korban Pesachs mixed up, and then they realized that there was a abeles, which is a mum, on one of them, i.e. one of the five Korban Pesachs, was no good. So what we had said is that you burn everything, meaning you can't eat from the Korban Pesach. Well, we can eat it, but they don't have to make Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara now is going to analyze that in a minute explain that it's not because all the Korbanos were good. It's just that one of the Korbanos were no good, but there's nothing they can do about it. There is no way for them to offer Pesach Sheni. As we'll see, the Gemara will bring a lot of different technical problems with bringing Pesach Sheni if they were one of five groups, and you don't know which group it is who needs to bring the Pesach Sheni. So we're here by Amar Mar. It is, let's see here. It's after the two dots. Amar Mar, where is Amar Mar over here? I can never find it. Amar Mar. It's like five lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara says like this: Upturim milasas Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, why are these five groups potter from doing Pesach Sheni? Ha'ika chad elonafik. One of them was not yotzei korban Pesach. Right, as an isser of karis if you're not to do the korban Pesach. The Gemara says the mishum delo efshar. Because it's impossible. There's technical problems, as we'll see a bunch of them, with doing the Pesach Sheni. Hechli Ovid, how should they do it? Lazy kol chad v'chad Pesach, or you tell me everybody will bring, all five groups should bring a Pesach Sheni? Well, that doesn't work, right? Because Maisi chulim ba'azara, but darabani minayu avdu lehu. So that's going to end up having chulin in the azara, because again, four out of the five groups didn't need to bring the korban Pesach, so their korban is going to be chulin. That's bringing chulin into the azara, and that's a problem. Lacy Kulu Chai Pesach, let all of them register for one Korban Pesach, right? Don't bring five Korbanos, so let all of them register for one Korban Pesach for Pesach Sheni, so Nimsa Pesach Nechal Shalom Nuyav. Then you'll find then you have the Korban Pesach being eaten by people who are not registered for it, right? Who shouldn't have been on this Korban Pesach, who don't need to bring it. So Gemara says, "Hi, Mai." So what else? Gemara says, "Hi, Mai." So okay, what do you mean? Hold on. Meaning, there's really nothing we can do here, right? Those are the two problems where you can't do it, right? You can't bring five different Korban Pesachs, and you can't bring a single Korban Pesach for all five of them. So there's nothing you can do. The Gemara is going to now suggest a bunch of things and obviously reject them. The Gemara says, "Why? First of all, Nesi Kol Chai Minayu Pesach. Why don't we have each group bring a Korban Pesach? V'nisni v'neima. And why don't they say make it tonight?" And they should say edd balmum. If mine was the balmum, so hi the isi hashta navi pesach. Whatever I'm bringing right now is my korban pesach. Vdd tam. And if mine was whole, meaning it didn't have the mum, and I was yotzei back in Nisan, then the isi hashta nihavi shlamim. So let's make it tonight. If mine was the mum, so then this should be the korban pesach. If it wasn't, so this should just be korban shlamim. So why can't you do that? That seems to be a totally normal, totally fine thing. So Gemara says, well, actually, you can't do that. Mishum de ika chazi v'shok de kohanehu de achlile. Right, we're going to see there's a couple of differences between the a korban pesach and a korban shlamim. One of them is that the chazi and the shok, the breast of the animal and the thigh or the leg of the animal, the leg of the animal is eaten by the kohanim, right? That by a shlamim. By the korban pesach, we don't have that. So the problem is that what are you going to do if it's a shlamim? So you have to give it to the kohen. You're not allowed to eat it. If it's a korban pesach, so he's not shayach to the korban. Right? The kohen's not registered, and then you're having someone who's not registered eating it. So mimano shavah doesn't work, regardless of whether it's a shlamim or a pesach. So that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, "V'naisi kol chaluchad kohen behedya." So why not? Okay, fine. So why don't we have each group bring a kohen with them? Let's find a kohen who also has a problem. So Gemara says, "Well, hi kohen hechidami. Well, what kind of kohen are you bringing? E David Pesach. If he did a korban Pesach already, right? So dama hi Pesach hu v'nimtza Pesach ne'achal shalom liyav. Well, if he was already yosei the mitzvah of korban Pesach, so maybe the group where she entered into, right, already was." Was the one that was, meaning he was Yotzi's Korban Pesach already, right? Maybe this group is the one that's bringing Korban Pesach Sheni, and he doesn't need to bring Korban Pesach Sheni, and the Pesach will be eaten by people who are not registered for it. or because he doesn't count, because he doesn't need to bring a Pesach Sheni. And if this Kohen didn't do a Pesach Sheni, so then, didn't do a Korban Pesach, meaning that you find the Kohen that also needs to do Pesach Sheni, well, four out of the five groups, right, Dilma Shlomim Hu, four of the five groups are going to be bringing Korban Shlomim, and that's going to be a problem. And then he's not going to have done a Korban Pesach, because he missed the first one, and now he's not being Yotzei Pesach Sheni. Okay, so the Gemara suggests, well, Venesi Kol Chamisha Chag Kohen Velo Avid Pesach. Well, okay, so why don't we have all five groups bring one Kohen, meaning one guy will be registered in all five groups. Obviously, we're holding that you can register in more than one group. What's it called? Where am I? Sorry, I lost place a little bit. Venisi kol chamisha chad kohen. Yeah, bring one kohen. The law of Pesach who needs to do Pesach Sheni because he didn't do the first Pesach. Venimni iluya, and he should be counted on hari chamisha psachim, and he should be counted in all of these five korban Pesach Shenis to be mamshach. Because regardless, right, ika chad the law of Pesach, because for sure one of them is a korban Pesach. Right, v'kanafkibe, and that's then he'll be yotzei. Right, he'll eat five korbanos. Four will be shlomim. One will be a korban Pesach, and it'll be good. So the Gemara says, the problem with that, right, again, you give him the shok and the chazeh of all five animals, four of those he gets accurately because he's a Kohen and they were korban shlomim, so that's just his. And then the fifth one, so it's a korban Pesach, so that happens to be his portion, and then he's yotze. Seems pretty good. So Gemara says, the problem with that is mishum dekamamai ba'achila shlomim. Right, then, in that case, you're being mamayit. You're shrinking the time in which you are allowed to eat a korban shlomim. A shlomim, well, the Gemara says, dilu pesach laila v'yom, because the pesach, liyom v'laila, the korban pesach can only be eaten right, that day and that night. Now, obviously, that's not so accurate, because the korban pesach can be eaten at night. It could be, from here, some rishonim say that the korban, that the, what's called, is able to be eaten by day, the korban pesach sheni. But okay, but let's say Pashto says it means that it can only be eaten through that night. V'ilu shlomim l'shnei yomim v'layla echad, right? And shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and one night. So the problem with that, again, now in a chanami, all the meat's going to be eaten. It's not like if it's a shlomim, reducing the time in which you're allowed to eat a korban theoretically is not our problem, right? If you have one night to eat the korban pesach and a day and a night, 2 days and one night to eat the shlomim, so you just finish all the meat early, right? That theoretically is not a problem. But if you would leave over anything from the Korban Pesach and you would burn it as if it's a Korban Pesach, right, when you run to Nosar, then you're burning the meat of the Shlomim on a day when it could technically be eaten. And that's an issue. And that's what we're talking about. That's the problem. Okay. So the Gemara says, V'nesi Mosar Pesach. So why don't we bring a Mosar Pesach? Mosar Pesach is when you separated an animal for the Korban Pesach, you lost it, you separated another one, and then you found the original. So the original is an extra Pesach. Right, and that is brought, that is brought, meaning that is brought later. Technically, it's it's a shlomim, but you can bring it as a korban pesach as well. Venema, and you should say idi di bal mum. If my chabura was the one who had the mum, and I wasn't yotzei my pesach rishon, so I had to isti hashda navi pesach. So this one should be a korban pesach. Idi di tam. If mine was whole, and I was yotzei the first korban pesach. So we have a high, the icy hash a shlomim, right? The Moser Pesach can be a shlomim also. So you can make it tonight and say whether it's, if I was Yotze, so then this should be a shlomim. If I wasn't Yotze, then it should be a Pesach. How does that help you? As the Gemara explains, the Moser Pesach nechav liyom v'layla echad. Because then, there are no sar Pesach, which is brought as a shlomim, is only eaten for one day and one night, meaning the same amount of time for a regular korban Pesach. So then you don't have a problem with the amount of time that you're eating it, like you did if you were bringing a shlomim, a regular shlomim, and a korban pesach. So Gemara says, well, okay, but chil mafrish and chil lemosaros, that would be great. Except, how in the world are you saying this is a mosar pesach? Well, what do you mean? You're going to designate this right off the bat as a mosar pesach? A mosar pesach happens by accident, right? You designated an animal as a korban pesach, you lost it, it came back, then it's an extra korban pesach. Here, you can't initially designate an animal as a mosar pesach on condition. So Gemara says, well, okay, v'nech chub and I see mosar pesach, so let's go find one. Man, there's got to be a couple hanging around, right? So why don't you go get one? So Gemara says, Ella, rather, you ain't a chanami, mishum smicha. Rather, the problem is because of smicha. Smicha is one of the things that the guy bringing a korban has to do, when he has to lean on the animal's head, right, and say some sort of vidui, If it's a chatas or some sort of psukim for some sort of other psukim, if it's a shlama. The problem is that the Korban Pesach does not require smicha. And that's what the Gemara points out. Either Pesach lo by smicha, either Mosar by smicha. Because if you have Mosar Pesach, which turns into a shlama, you need to do smicha. But a Korban Pesach, you shouldn't do, you can't do smicha, and you're not allowed to do smicha, because you're not allowed to work the Korban Pesach. If you lean all of your koch on it, which is basically what we assume smicha is, you have to lean on it with kol kocho, so that will be sort of like working the animal, and you can't do that with the kachim as well. That's no good. I mean, that's a problem. So therefore, you're going to run into the smicha issue. So Gemara says, okay, so hatenach korban anashim. So that works. I mean, in economy, that by men, right, that's the issue, but korban anashim, ayika lameimar, but women don't do smicha. So maybe you should have to find a moser korban that was designated by a woman, and so then that korban does not require smicha, just like a regular korban pesach. So Gemara says, "Elo, you're right." So then the problem is mishum matanos, because the sprinkling, the gifts, literally the gifts, but the sprinklings are on the blood on the mizbeach are different. Dilu pesach matana achas korban pesach. Right? If you ever pay attention during Avi Yishma, the sprinkling of the korban pesach is one sprinkling. Dilu shlamim shtaim shein arba. But the shlamim, right? You sprinkle two that are four, right? Two above that are two above and two below. Just to clarify. What's it called? Right. No, sorry. Meaning two. Right. On the kumbe. My bad. No. That's the two that are a four that you sprinkle. The shlamim goes on each of the corners. So that's meaning when that's because now it ends up being on all four walls. But you sprinkle. That's two sprinklings that end up being four. On all four walls. So that's those are different sprinklings. So that's why you can't offer it either as a right. That's why you can't make this tanai, right? If mine was good, so then this should be a shlamim or a moser pesach or whatever. If mine wasn't good, this should be my korban pesach because the sprinklings are different. So Gemara says, well, manafkamina. Well, who cares if the sprinklings are different? Right? As long as you did one, right? You're good. You're good to go. So why don't you just do one sprinkling for all of them? So the Gemara says, "Elam Yishon de Ilu Pesach b'Shvicha v'Ilu Shalom b'Zrika." Gemara says, "Yeah, but the way that you apply the blood is different. By the Korban Pesach, you spill the blood, right? You put the thing up until the mizbeach and let it run down. But by the Shlamim, you have to hash to sprinkle the blood from a distance." So Gemara says that also. My nafkamina, what's the difference between that? Right, if you need to sprinkle the blood, but you did it with pouring the blood on the mizbeach, so you're yotze. So Gemara says, "Emar deka amrinan, emar deka amrinan, the avi l'chachi l'nami." So Gemara says, "No, that's only true, right? If you did it like that, but l'chachila, we don't do that, right? Straight away, right? We don't tell someone initially, right, to pour, right? If it's supposed to be sprinkled." So, meaning l'chachila just doesn't work. Maybe it's a bottom line. We have a bunch of reasons why it's no good. Meaning you can't, all of them can't bring their own korban pesach because if they were already yotzei, that's chulin be'azara, and they can't bring one communal korban pesach for all five of them because then you have people eating it who are not supposed to be eating it, right? People who are not registered, people who are already yotzei their korban pesach. They can't say that if it's he was yotzei, it's a shlamim, and if he wasn't yotzei, it's a pesach, because then you have the issue of burning it the next morning, right? The shrinking the amount of time you have to eat it, and then burning it in nosar when again in the middle of the time when you're allowed to eat a shlamim. And finally, you can't get a moser pesach and say that if he was yotzei, then it's korban pesach. If he wasn't yotzei, then it's korban pesach, and if he was yotzei, then it's a shlamim because that's a smicha, but it's a smicha issue, the zrika as well. Meaning this, the blood applications are different. Okay, so that's basically the back and forth, and then okay, and these guys are stuck if that happens that they find the mum on the skins and they all got confused. It's the Maisa, right? They don't bring korban pesach, they don't bring pesach sheni because four of the groups were yotzei and one of the groups is stuck, and there's just nothing that you can do. Okay, new Mishnah. We have a bunch of quick hitter, rapid fire Mishnahs here. Let's check it out. Ha'omer lebonav hareini shochet es ha'pesach al mi sheyala mikem rishon yerushalayim. If a father is a bit of a character and he says, listen, I'm shechting korban pesach, whoever gets here first, then you guys are registered. Right? That's you're in. And the Gemara initially assumes that it's him and nobody else. Right? As Rashi says, mashmeh she'enu memana alav el harishon. Meaning, I'm only... all of his kids live outside Yerushalayim. Father lives in Yerushalayim. He says, I'm going to Shecht. You guys show up after, you know, you're coming close to Yontif. You're going to show up. The Gemara is going to point that after the Shechita. Whoever shows up in Yerushalayim first, it's a race. You guys are counted on my korban. Okay. The moment, it's like a finish line type thing. As soon as he gets his head and most of his body through the walls, so then zocha b'chalko, then he's zocha in his portion, umizake es achiv imo, and he's also mizake his brothers with him. And that's going to be a key line, as the Gemara says. Shema, the Gemara initially assumes that it's only, like I said, only the first one. And it's you know, it's kind of a race, and the Gemara says Shmuel Yesh Breira. Apparently, you see that there is Breira, that you know, the father is going to figure out, he's going to shecht, and then, you know, let's say his second oldest son shows up first. So it turns out retroactively that was the person he had in mind when he shechted. Apparently, retroactive decisions are significant. So Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says no. Rabbi Yochanan says Kedei Lezartim Mitzvahs Kama. Really. The father's just trying to play a game. He's not a savage. He's not going to say y'all get left out if you don't show up first. He's saying no. He's trying to get them to come early. Right? He's trying to encourage them to do mitzvahs, to show up early for Yontif. And the Ganami, the Gemara says it makes sense for the language. The Katani, because what does the Mishnah say at the end? Do Mizake Achivimo? He includes his other brothers with him. Right? He's zocha their portions, right, in the korban. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, Mr. Shlomadam Dam Ninhu Meikara." See, if you tell me that really he was counted originally, all of them were counted originally, Shaper, so that counts. Meaning, if you tell me that the father had all of them in mind, so Shaper, that makes sense. El Yomers Dalom Ninu Meikara, if you tell me that the father didn't have them in mind originally, so Lamosa the Shachid Meikamis Manu. You can't add them after he shechted already. That's not what the Mishnah Nimdin Moshevim Yedehem Imenu Achi Yishchot. We'll see in a second. Right, you can only add and subtract people who are registered on the korban up until Shechita, but after that, you can't change the ledger anymore. We see that that must have been the case, that the father really had in mind all of them, he just was trying to encourage the kids to come on time. Also in the Brisa, what the Brisa says, that it happened once, that this is the father did this, and the daughters came first. Before the sons, and what happened? And it turned out that the daughters were Zerizim Magdimim, and they were excited, and they were encouraged first, they were zealous, and the sons were Shvelim, and the sons were lazy. Now, what the point Gron is pointing out is, it's not that the sons didn't count and weren't Yotzi the Mitzvah, they weren't included on his Korban, it was just criticizing that they were lazy, that they came late, right? Implying that they were all registered for the Korban anyway, but it was just a matter of characteristic. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah. You can always count somebody for a Korban Pesach as long as there's enough corresponding meat on the Korban, meaning everybody has to be able to get a Kezias. If there are, I don't know, 100 Kezaisim on the Korban and 101 people are registered, so then you have a problem. Meaning you can only register up until 100. We just quoted this a second ago. You can count, you can register and deregister, and unregister is probably the accurate word. You can unregister for Korban Pesach until it is shechted, or Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Sheyizro Gesadam. Rabbi Shimon says, until you can sprinkle the blood, and we'll see in a second that that's only for the unregistering, but you cannot, in fact, register after the Shechita. The Gemara says, my Kamash Malan, what are you teaching me? That, you know, you have all these, you can only register enough people, that enough Kezesim, obviously. Right, if you don't have enough meat, you can't register too many people. So Kumar says, the mission says that even though you can have one group which is registered, that group can unregister, and another group can register for it. Meaning that it's good, even though the first group completely withdrew, and then the korban had no registrants, and then someone else. Another group registered on it. Now the Gemara is going to say this is against, as Rashi points out, this is against Rabbi Yehuda, who we're going to learn in about on the last daf before Arvei Pesachim. We're going to learn that someone from the original group has to stay on that korban, otherwise there is a problem. Okay, fine. So that's Mitzvah Shem. We'll get to that discussion when we get there. Nimnu numboshka nesudehem alad sheyishkod. Again, you can until you can shecht, you can register, unregister, etc. Amar Rabbi Machokas li mashech. The machokas between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama is to withdraw, is to unregister. The Rabbanan Savri mehios misa. Again, evim yamat habay is mehios misa. Right, so that teaches mechius of the set, right, from when the set is alive, right, that's when the deadline is. Rabbi Shimon Savar may have yasa the set from when the set is, when the set is still being serviced, still being done. Rashi says kodem gemar avodah, so right before the avoda is done, so you can still unregister. Avalimanos, but to register on the korban, so then divrei kol sheyishchot, then everybody agrees that only up until Shechita, the Amarka, because the Pasuk says, B'mechsas nefashos, and then it says, the Hadar, then it says, Tachosu, al haseh, that you have to be registered on the sand. Tachosu is a lashon of Shechita, so okay, so that's everybody agrees that the registering can only be done up until the Shechita. Tanya Mihachi also on the right side, Nimnu Moshchen, Asyadehem, Yemenu Achi Yishchot, right there, you can register, etc., and unregister until it's Shechted. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nimnu Achi Yishchot, you can register until it's Shechted, meaning he agrees with Tanakama, but Moshchen Achi you can unregister up until the blood is poured or sprinkled. Okay. Hamamana imo nu mishnah. Again, last mishnah, at least for today. Hamamana imo acher bechelko. Let's say someone else adds some people, right? You have, let's say, five friends going to share a carbon Pesach. And as Rashi says, right, Echa v'bnei chabura shehimane acherim imo al chelko. And one guy, smart guy, right, it's a big korban, he says, you know what, I'm going to bring two friends with me and I'm going to for my portion. So yes, even though I get one-fifth of the korban, theoretically, just to make the math easy, so I'm going to split that amongst two other people. Right? I'm going to bring, so those three people will get one-fifth of the korban. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Rashaim b'nei chabura litin lo shalo, v'hu ochel mishalo v'hin ochel mishalahem. The people are allowed to say, here, take your one-fifth of the korban, and then he can force them to eat separately. He can say, I don't want to have your friends with us on the korban, right? There's a certain vibe, perhaps, that a person, say the group is particular about. They didn't want these two other people there. So they are allowed to say, listen, you brought these people without asking us. We're not interested. They can take their portion and go somewhere else. Right, and as Rashi points out, obviously this mission is saying that a korban can be eaten by two different groups, right? You can say you can go take your group and eat elsewhere. Here's your one-fifth, and you guys figure it out, but we don't want to sit and eat with you. Okay, Yibayilu, that's the following question. B'nei chabura shayu yodav shel echad mehem yafos. Let's say you have a group, and one of the hands of the people in that group are nice. What does that mean? Right? Rashi says, lishna ma'aliyah. It's a nice language. Yadov yafos. What does it mean? His hands are nice. It means, b'maher lechel harbe. Meaning, it means he's stuffing himself. Right? His hands are very busy stuffing his face. So you have a guy who's eating too much. A guy who's just pounding the food. Right? You realize it's going to impact the other people's portions. Are they allowed to say, listen, take your one-fifth of this korban and get out of here. Right? Stop infringing on our portions. Do we say, he can say to them, can he say, like, listen, you included me in this group. You accepted me into this group, so I can eat as much as I want. You know I eat a lot, right? Five friends, one guy is a hefty gentleman. You knew what you're getting into, right? I eat a lot. So, Dilma, or maybe Matsu the Mimer, maybe they can say to him, Ki kablino the tkuni zvicha, we accepted you to make sure, right, that we'd fix this korban, meaning that there'd be no more leftovers. Right? We want to make sure that there's enough people to eat the meat. But I think that the chalta tremina lo kablincha, but we didn't say that you should eat more than your portion, right? Again, there are 100 kazesim, and there are five of us. Each of us wants to eat 20 kazesim. We wanted to make sure that we cover the entire korban, but we didn't say that you should have 40 kazesim, and we should be stuck splitting smaller portions. So what's the deal? Somebody says, Tashma, bring your proof. Hamamana acher imo al chelko, Rashan b'nei chabura litin lo'es shalov, hu ochel shalov, hein ochlen shalahen. Right, our Mishnah says that if a guy brings two friends that were to count on the korban that he didn't ask everybody else, so they can kick him out of the group and say, listen, take your portion, get out of here. Kamar says, my time, what's the reason? Right, la mishun dehavi leki dedaim shalecha mehem yafos. Isn't this like the same thing, where the fifth guy is just eating more than his share? So this guy also brought two more people, and they're eating more than their share.
Right,
And if you'll tell me that, when the guy eats too much, they can say to him, "We accepted you, but not for you to eat too much." My apologies. If you would argue that the guy who's eating too much could argue, "Hey, listen, you accepted me into this group, so this should also be like yadayim yafos." Right? When the guy brings two more friends, it should also be like he's eating too much. So apparently, the guy can't argue that you accepted me, meaning because otherwise they could kick him out. So Gemara says, "Amri lo, no." It's not a good comparison because they are shining. Because it's different when you have a guy bringing two friends as opposed to a guy eating more than he should. We don't want a weird person with us. Right? People, like I said, people have a vibe, a certain atmosphere that they expect at their Pesach Seder, and they're allowed to kick out strange friends. Right? Again, not necessarily in the spirit of what is it, halach ma'anya, we try and invite everybody who wants to come, they're allowed to say, "Listen, we wanted a certain atmosphere, and these people we don't know are gonna impact that." Okay, Tashma will bring you another proof to figure out what can you do with someone who's eating too much. Hashamish achol kazayis basar betzada tanur. If you have a shamish, or the waiter is eating kazayis basar from the oven. Right, again, if you made a mistake, right, he started eating his korban pesach next to the oven. And in haya bikeach, if he was smart, malik reisim menu. Right, if he was smart, he would eat as much as he can there because he's not allowed to go to another group. Right, that's already his that's his korban pesach. And then in Ratzu b'nei chaburot lasos tova imo, and if his people, his group wanted to be nice, so then b'nei v'yoshim v'tzido v'ochlin at Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that they can come and sit next to him, but they don't have to. As the puzzle Gemara points out, Ratzu in lo Ratzu lo, right? If they want, they can. If they don't want, they don't have to. V'amai, why not? Why can't, name Elohu, why can't he say to them, Hakabilson, right? You accepted me into your group. Why can't the waiter force them to come and sit with him? So the Gemara says, meaning apparently we don't see, you can't say that. We don't say they kablusim. So Gemara says, Shani Hasan, Dami Liki Kablucha, that didn't nitrach, come on. Right? That's different because they could say to him, "Listen, we accepted you into our group, but we didn't think we'd have to sit near the oven." Right? When we accepted you, we thought it wouldn't be matriach you to be our servant, to be our waiter. Right? But to bother us to go sip with you, right? So loka b'linich, we didn't accept you into our group, that we should have to shift and move to where you are eating. Okay, Tashma, another proof that we're trying to figure out this case about someone who's eating too much. Here we go. Now we have an actual case here that if you have a group and one of the guys is eating too much, you can say, "Take your portion and get out of here." Only if there are five people and they made a sibolas, the sibolas Rashi says is just a party. Right, it doesn't have to be Korban Pesach. Just five people decided to split a meal, right? They're going to a restaurant, we'll split the bill five ways, wonderful. And then Rishayin Lomar Lo, and then someone starts eating too much, still, that's also Rishayin Lomar Lo, tell the Chavetzai. You can say, "Hey, get out of here, take your 1/5 portion and leave." So Shmai Minah, apparently you see that they can say, you can get out of here if a guy is eating too much. Again, if they knew that was a situation and that's how they split the bill originally, so fine. Right, go to a waiter. I mean, it's usually not the case by a restaurant. If there's a finite amount of food and they decide to split the meal five ways and the guy is infringing on other people's portions, so that's they're permitted to say, "Listen, get out of here. That's not how we roll." Gemara says, "My velo ode." So Gemara just asks, "Why do you need to bring me a proof from another case, right? From a random Tuesday? A meal on a random Tuesday doesn't say anything about Korban Pesach." So Gemara says, "Lo mi baikom." Since you don't even need to teach me that on a random Tuesday, they're allowed to do this, right? Certainly, right? Lo mi by a Pesach, right? So you don't need to teach me. You don't need to. It's not only right, by the Pesach. By the Korban Pesach, with the Matzi Amrele, when they can say to him, "Ki kablinich le'tchuni zvicha," meaning by the Korban Pesach, you have an extra argument that the guy can say, we only, that the group can say, we only wanted you in our group to make sure that the Korban Pesach got eaten, because you have an issue of nosar, right? Ela filu sibolis, but even in a case where there's no issue of nosar, where there's no concern, like what would happen if there's extra food left over? Nothing happens if there's extra food. It's a random Tuesday. They had a meal, so in that case, even in that case, they're still allowed to tell you to say to get the guy out of there. Right, so Ella Filip Sibolas Nami Tzavta Ba'almahu, right, which is just a stam command, right, just a stam get together. Rishai Lamalo Tol Kalkacha would say, they can say, you know, take your portion and get out of here. Igadami, some people say that, some people say that this wasn't actually even a question, whether you can get rid of the guy who's eating too much. Ella Hachiyu Di Ba'ilon. Now, really, the question was, B'nei Chabura Rishai Nechalik, oh, in Rishai Nechalik. Are people in a group allowed to split up the Korban Pesach, right? Meaning in portions, or maybe not. Meaning maybe they just have to. There's no such thing as portions, and they have to sit with the Korban Pesach, in front of them, and they can just eat as is. So as the Gemara says, right. So the Gemara says, so Tashma, what's this bring a proof? B'nei Chabura, Shayu Yadav, Shal'echa Behem Yafos. Let's say you had somebody, right, you had a group and somebody's eating too much. Shayin Lomelo Tol Chalcha Vetzai, right, you're allowed to say, get out of here. The Gemara says, Yadav Yafos in, right, Ein Yadav Yafos La, right, but apparently you're not allowed to do that if everybody's eating their normal portion, right, meaning, it's only in a case where a guy's eating too much, you can say, take your portion, let's split it up and get out of here. But if everybody's just sitting and eating nicely, so then apparently that's then you're not allowed to kick somebody out. And Shmamina, apparently we see from here that unless there's some sort of impinging need or some sort of reason, so you're not allowed just to divide up the food and separate. Right? Everybody should sit and eat together. Again, if that was the original plan. Okay, now a bit of a story about this. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Der Rav Yeshua, Arevo Rifta Bahadi Adadi. Rav Papa and Rav Huna were sitting and eating together. Rav Huna, Brei Der Rav Yeshua, Chada. Rav Huna, Brei Der Rav Yeshua, ate one portion. And Acha Rav Papa, Arba. Rav Papa, apparently in that time, ate four. So Rav Huna said to him, well, publicly, let's split up the portions, right? He was afraid he wasn't going to have anything to eat. So Amalei, Kibutun. Rav Papa said, what do you mean? You invited me to eat with you. So Esvei Kohani Tiyufto. So he asked all of these questions. Vishani Kedrishninan, right? So basically, they had this back and forth in our Gemara, right, up until this point where he proved that if someone is eating too much, you're allowed to kick him out. So Esvei Bnei Chabura, so he asked the question from the Bnei Chabura, Amalei, and he said back to him, and he said this answer, right, that but only by Korban Pesach is only if or Papa said it's only if it's to fix a korban. Esvei Sibolas, aye, but then he brought the case of a Sibolas when it's a regular meal. Right, Rav Huna said, well, what about a Sibolas? Even by a Sibolas, you're allowed to kick someone out who's eating too much. So then Rav Papa had nothing to say back to him, and therefore Paligle, right, he left. Right, he split them food. And then he left. Arei Badi Ravina. So then Rav Huna joined Ravina to his suda, right? He was eating by himself. I guess he had a lot of food. So he invited Ravina to sit and eat with him. So the Adacha Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Chado. So then Rav Huna ate one portion. And Nachal Ravina Timnia. Right? And then Ravina ate eight. Ravina ate eight portions. Right? So Amar. So he said, Mea Papi Velo Chado Ravina. So he said, oh, hey, if I only had 100 Rav Papas and not one Ravina, right, obviously the math doesn't work out, but yeah, I guess Ravuna was upset. And again, the Achronim talk about it, right, what's going on over here. This is not just a Stama story about how much the Achronim eat. Okay, this is, didn't have a chance to look at it so much, but right, the Mastama, this is a metaphor for other ideas. Blue Nether, if I'll try and look into it, and then Blue Nether say it tomorrow. But we'll stop here, and we'll go right through the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.